Hey, welcome everyone. Lovely to be with you all. So, please welcome your experience, welcome yourself, the sensations of the body. The hum of the computer, the breath. Be comfortable. Notice the peace, the stillness. The inner tranquility. Which lies behind all activity. The background of thoughts, the background of whatever is appearing to turn your attention to your body. Yeah. Invite yourself. Invite the body to relax, the shoulders and the belly. We're not trying to achieve anything. We're not seeking any state of the body or of the mind. Being is, and we don't need to figure out at the level of the mind what being is. We already are this formless presence, aware. Which is free. Free meaning that this presence is not subject to any phenomenal experience. Presence doesn't burn when there is a fire. And presence doesn't freeze when you're in Alaska or in a winter storm. This presence is effortlessly aware. You are effortlessly aware. Each moment, each instant is fresh and new. You never swim in the same water twice. You never perceive the same perception twice. The impression of time appears to you but you don't appear in time. You are the reality which receives when there is only one reality. Unopposed. So your freedom is absolute. It is not the freedom of some imaginary individual or some imaginary entity. It is your freedom as consciousness, as reality, your freedom of being. Not the freedom of the personal character, the freedom to do what you want, or the freedom from certain unhappy events. That is the freedom of some imaginary character. And the freedom of an imaginary character is an imaginary freedom. But your freedom, which is the freedom of consciousness, of presence, of being, is not the freedom to or the freedom from. It is absolute freedom, unopposed. And this freedom is non-phenomenal. It is your very nature, your very self. And this noumenal freedom may appear in the mind. As the freedom to celebrate, the freedom to contemplate, to create. It can appear in the mind as a freedom from unhappiness. Effortlessly. The freedom to choose. That is one of the ways in which your inherent freedom may appear in the mind. The feeling to reject, feeling to say yes or no, feeling certain choices. And as the reality which is and which perceives, as the one and only reality, everything is yourself, intimately. Yourself, like your night dreams, are intimately yourself. There is no separation. There is love, not love from a subject towards another object or towards another subject. But the love that is objectless, that does not know anything other than itself. Everything that you perceive and you experience is your very self, not distant from me. Distance is a concept. A model, practical model, useful in a limited sense. Love is not an activity. Someone loving someone else, loving something. Love is non-dual, objectless, and it appears in the mind as I love you, I love him, I love her. it appears in the mind as I love my pet, I love this beautiful mountain. That is how it appears in the mind, in the body. But the reflection of the sun on the surface of the palm is not the sun shining from the surface of the palm. Rather, it is shining from beyond and appears in the mind as reflections, reflections of love, expressions of love and friendship. And because you don't exist in time appears in you, in awareness, as thoughts and memories. Every moment is fresh, like a newborn, a new birth, the first breath. And there is a sense of awe. Every moment is a brand new moment. Being. Creation. And as such, we perceive the world moment by moment as beauty, sense of wonder. Without the history, not a repetitive experience there. There is no repetition. Repetition is an idea, a concept. So when the eyes can see, they see freshly, they perceive beauty in all. Amazement and wonder. A brand new instant of being. Not events in time unfolding, following each other like a two-two train. consciousness is not in time. And as consciousness, as reality which perceives right now, know yourself. You could not say, I perceive, without knowing that you perceive and knowing that you are the perceiving element. Not only you know yourself as the perceiving element, but you also know your creation. Because that which you perceive does not precede you. You are the president of creation, of all perceptions. As the president, you know your perception. And you know the source of the perception as your very self. As consciousness, you're already endowed with this wisdom. You don't need to learn it, because you are it. And as this wisdom, as it, you know that whenever you veil yourself, whenever you identify yourself as a person, it is as if a shadow has fallen onto your mind. A certain darkness. Because of the identification with an object, the limited form. Is a very powerful identification, because it is you, the absolute self, who makes this choice. And there is no one to oppose you. That wisdom is yours, that understanding is yours. Even though you may play the game of ignorance, the wisdom is yours. It cannot be the wisdom of an imaginary character, because the wisdom of an imaginary character, the wisdom which belongs to an imaginary character, can only be an imaginary wisdom. And as consciousness, as the one and only reality, everything is this reality. All your wishes and desires are fulfilled right from the start. Nothing lacking. Nothing that you need to seek, because there is nothing which is not you, and nothing which is apart from you, and nothing which is not yours. And at the mind level, this complete absence of love is experienced as happiness. Nothing lacking. Fulfillment. Unconditional fulfillment. Absolute fulfillment. We experience it as happiness. That which you are. Love, peace, happiness, beauty, and wisdom, and intelligence.